Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who is ready to beat Mix? I know Robbie from Tacoma is. Robbie, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Good morning.
Good morning, Robbie. Were you by chance tuned into the men's room at 5:40 yesterday to listen to the cheat sheet?
I was not, and I wouldn't do Steve dirty like that. Let's raw dog it.
All right. Hell yeah, man. Let's do it.
All right, Steve. Robbie's ready to raw dog, so you better get out of here.
I don't know if I'm ready, but let's go.
If you're playing at home, Robbie has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you will only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready, Robbie?
Yes, ma'am.
What color is a grasshopper cocktail?
Green.
Correct. The most expensive hotel suite in the United States can be found in what entertainment city?
Los Angeles.
No.
New York.
No.
Pass.
What colorful animal is the national bird of India?
Colorful animal. Parrot?
No.
Pass.
In what decade did Barbie doll first appear on the market?
30s, 40s, 50s.
50s, yes. The Sanderson sisters are witches from what Halloween movie?
Wicked?
No.
I can't remember the one with Bette Midler. Pass.
On which continent will you find the world's longest continental mountain range?
Asia.
No.
South America.
Yes.
South America.
Yeah, you're correct. What band is Taylor Momsen front?
Oh, God. I have no idea. Pass.
What is the lowest hand that beats a straight in poker?
The lowest hand? Two of a kind?
No.
Oh,
I got
man,
you down
I
for three, Robbie.
Oh, man. Ooh.
God, I almost dropped the deuce.
That's what you get for raw dogging.
Whoa. We know that all. We know that all too well.
Steve Miggs, welcome back. Are you ready?
I think we're all just giddy from the Mariners.
We
right
are.
Now.
Might as well go win the whole f***ing thing.
Fine, Cal. We will.
Okay. What color is a grasshopper cocktail?
Green?
Correct. The most expensive hotel suite in the United States can be found in what entertainment city?
Las Vegas.
Yes. What colorful animal is the national bird of India?
What color animal?
What colorful animal is the national bird of India?
Bluebird?
No.
Blackbird?
No.
A yellow bird?
No. What decade did Barbie doll first appear on the market?
Let's go 30s.
No.
40s.
No.
50s.
Yes. The Sanderson sisters are witches from what Halloween movie?
Hocus Pocus?
Yes. Yeah. On which continent will you find the world's longest continental mountain range?
That would be Africa.
No.
Oh. That would be Europe.
No.
That would be Asia.
No. What band is Taylor Momsen front?
The Pretty Reckless.
She does.
And we'll see them December 12th for Unwrapped.
What
is KSW.com to get your tickets on Friday.
What is the lowest hand that beats a straight in poker?
A pair of aces?
No.
Medusas?
No.
Royal Flush?
No. Oh. In what early 2000s year did Survivor first air?
What early 2000s year? 2001.
No.
2000?
Yes. Steve Miggs, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct, and that is a win.
Oh.
6-3. Sorry, Robbie.
It's okay. You guys have a great day. Go Mariners.
Go Mariners. Mariners.
Do the Mariners have a locker room song that they play?
I was watching an interview with Cal Raleigh in the locker room, and it sounded like some old school hip hop song. Like by
that.
Old school, I think like a hip hop song for like the early 2000s.
I can get down with that.
The thong song.
Dude, I should try and find the interview. I couldn't make it out, but I was like, it sounds like something.
The colorful animal that is the national bird of India is the peacock.
Mm-hmm.
The mountain range that is the longest continental mountain range is on South America. And then the lowest hand that beats a straight in poker is a flush. And then you got 2000 for the year that Survivor aired, which,
that's
by the
right.
way, they never responded to any of our applications to be on that show, and I'm very disappointed.
Are you surprised?
No.
I was going to say.
Wow.
I think I might have found the...
the song?
I'm trying to find, like, the well, yeah, I'm not sure. But
we'll do the research. We'll figure it
there
out.
There we go. Yeah, let's see if you can figure this out from here.
Waver kept attacking hitters. Was able to mix, keep them off balance, and, you know, made pitches when he had to there in some tough innings.
That's a John Rule.
Not like the Meadows strikeout is what really got him going. Maybe he wasn't as sharp as he
or DMX.
I was thinking Missy Elliott.
Yeah, that's it.
Cal Raleigh, Gino Suarez, J.P. Crawford all homered, and the Mariners ended up beating the Tigers 8-4 in Game 3 of the ALDS.
And I feel like it was even more of a beating than 8-4 makes it sound like.
Oh, for sure. It was 8-1 for a good chunk
until
of that game.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And giving Seattle now a 2-1 series lead, putting us now one win away from their first ALCS since 2001. Chris Egan of King 5 is in Detroit right now, and we are so excited to catch up with you, Chris Egan. What an electric time it's got to be in Motor City.
Taryn and Steve, good morning to
good morning.
You two. Good morning to everybody in the Pacific Northwest. I have a good report from Comerica Park this morning, by the way. Blue skies and sunshine, that is the forecast for the entire day. So there will be no 3-hour delay today. This game will start on time. Bryce Miller on the mound for the Mariners. Randy Arozarena just passing us. He's going to speak to the media here shortly. But what a game three. That was, I tell you, they needed Gino Suarez to come alive, and good vibes only. He did. And J.P. Crawford, what a game from those two yesterday.
It is fun to watch, like, how, like, the progression of this team. Like, game one, all we saw was really Julio and Cal do anything. And then game two, you had a little bit more of Randy Arozarena being one of the guys, and then Julio and Cal. And then I felt like yesterday's game, man, everybody was stepping up. Like you said, like, you know, Gino Suarez, when he hit that home run. And also, I mean, like, with J.P. Crawford, the fact that he's been with this team for as long as he had, and see him being such a major player in that game yesterday, I think all Mariners fans were excited.
Yeah, I mean, Steve, you said it. This team is strength is his depth, and this is why people are excited about this team, because if you've been watching this Mariners team, like all of us have for so long, they've just never had this depth 1-9 where everybody can hit. And you had JP and Gino coming into this game. I think they were 1-15 in games 1 and 2. And in game 3, they were on base 5 times yesterday. And Cal, what he just continues to do, I just don't know how he doesn't win the MVP. He's batting 462 right now in this series, 462. And, yes, I understand. I'm in Detroit, and you turn on the TV, and all you see is Yankees and Aaron Judge. So the East Coast loves their Yankees. They love Aaron Judge. But what Cal's doing is like a – it's like a Walt Disney movie. We're just getting the chance to watch up close and personal, and it's been just phenomenal. And then throwing this pitching staff, which is heating up at the right time, and we'll see today. Bryce Miller gets the start. He has not pitched against the Tigers this year. He's pitched against them 3 times in his career, and he's never given up a run to the Tigers. And speaking of the Tigers, Stephen Tarrant, talk about pressure. This team, you can feel it in the stadium. Like, the fans are starting to get a little pissed here in Detroit. They've not won a home game since September 6th. And these are, you know, Detroit, Philly fans. It's a different story. Like, they're going to let you hear it if you're not doing well. And the Boo Birds were out yesterday. So it's going to be interesting today to see how that fan base reacts today if they get down early.
You're right.
So,
Chris, they kept panning to the crowd, and you just saw the look of disappointment on all those Tigers fans. And then at the end, near the end of the game, behind home plate was completely empty. They had all dipped out.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And you guys said it, 8-4. But this thing looked like it was obviously Ferguson made things interesting in the ninth inning, but people were leaving in the seventh and eighth inning. There was 45,000 plus, probably 44,000 of them were Tigers fans, but which was crazy. After Gino and JP hit that home run, it was like a library. And then the Mariner fans kind of took note of that. And so they started chanting. So the only thing you could hear in the stadium were Mariner fans and the Detroit media. It was hilarious. They're like, what the hell is going on? What the hell is going on?
We're talking.
I mean, they were upset because all you could hear at one point was MVP chants. When
yeah.
Kyle gets the RBI base hit, all you hear is Mariner fans going, MVP. And they're like, what? This is Detroit. We're not in Seattle. So they were not happy.
And we're talking about Chris Egan from King 5, and you're there in Detroit, and the rain delay made the day a lot longer than probably you planned. But I feel like you probably spent a lot of time being around Mariners fans. What was that experience like being around people who travel to come see the team in a playoff game?
Well, what's interesting, Steve, is I did. I had a chance to go, you know, on the field and then in the ballpark area and talk with Mariner fans. And when you grow up in the Pacific Northwest we do media in the Pacific Northwest, we think of the Mariners and we think of basically, well, they're all from the Pacific Northwest. You come to a game like this and you realize just how big the Mariners are. Chatted with a fan who grew up in Ballard, you know, as a kid. Then he moved to Indianapolis. I chatted with a fan that grew up in Seattle. Then he moved to Chicago. I chatted with a fan that, you know, grew up in the Auburn area and went to Las Vegas. And so you have fans from all over the U.S.
Cool.
coming to Detroit to watch this team, which is pretty special to see. And then sure, there's a lot of fans from the Seattle area here as well, because you know what's crazy? A lot of those fans told me, hey, Egan, it was actually cheaper to get a ticket in Detroit than it was in Seattle. So we decided to come here and watch them. So.
And let's not forget about that one fan from Las Vegas, originally from Longview, who had a certain T-shirt on. And I know you got to talk with it. We're going to talk to Jameson Turner, to the guy with the Dump Here 61 T-shirt that caught Cal Raleigh's home run. We're going to talk to him at 9 o'clock this morning. But you got to spend some time with him last night.
Well, the president of the Mariners, Kevin Martinez, brought him back to meet Cal. And he's just standing there. And I'm like, well, heck, I got texts from my wife. I've got texts from everybody saying, you got to find this fan. And all of a sudden, Kevin Martinez just brings him right in front of me. And I'm like, hey, can I chat with this guy? So I start doing a one-on-one. The next thing you know is like I'm interviewing the Beatles. There's like everybody is around him.
It was a press conference.
And I thought I had an exclusive interview. The next thing you know, it turned into a full press conference. But I thought it was best when you hear a couple of the Mariners marketing people and they're like, you know what? We couldn't even write this story. We wouldn't be able to write this story. And so, that was a special moment. And I thought it was awesome. You know, I'm doing the one-on-one with him, and he mentioned he grew up, you know, Longview, went to Auburn High School before he moved out of town. Always a Mariners fan. And all of a sudden there's like eight cameras around him. And he goes, well, this is a little overwhelming.
I saw that. I know.
Chris Egan, all the way from Detroit. I'm so excited we got to chat with you and just kind of feel that electricity through the phone. And go Mariners. This is such an exciting time.
Well, and Taryn and Steve, real quick, I need your advice because hopefully things go well today. Any recommendations going into that locker room, what I should be wearing? Because there's going to be a lot of beer, a lot of champagne if things go well. I'm just thinking about just old jacket, hat, sweats. You know, you just gotta have fun in there. Just dump beer and drink beer.
I think you hit up Jameson and have him make you a T-shirt real quick. Say it's like dump beer here.
That's not a bad idea.
You can give Chris Egan a follow on Instagram at ChrisEgan5. Go Mariners!
Go Mariners! And I got to go make a T-shirt. Got to go.
All right, take care, Chris.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
There's a fantastic chat online happening right now where people are calling out things that they just don't really get the appeal of. So we're going to go straight to those comments at 8:20.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
There's a fantastic chat happening online where people are listing out some of the things that they just don't get the appeal of at all. Some of the examples.
Okay.
Social places where the music is too loud to talk to anyone.
Yeah, how dare they?
Or.
I do hate that when you're trying to have a conversation, like, oh my goodness, like, it's not like a concert, it's not even a club, it's just a bar, and like, their touch tunes is like just being blasted, and you're like, okay, we could tone it down a little bit.
Talking to my good ear. Yeah. Another one that was listed out, Taylor Swift. Can't say I agree with that one. Many shared, though, what they don't get the appeal of, and we want to kind of see how we feel about this, so let's go straight to the comments.
So we found a few of the ones that were put on that people suggested. I want to see if we agree with them or not. So really, there was no rhyme or reason for who we got to read it. I just always love hearing Morgan Freeman. So yes. We have Robot Morgan Freeman reading some of these comments and things that people don't get the appeal of. Are you ready for the first one?
Oh, yeah.
Let's see if we're on board with this person.
People buy something just because it is an expensive brand or a celebrity's company. It's not a flex. It's a joke.
Yeah, I've never really been someone that like buys something because of a celebrity endorsement. Although, have you seen that? I didn't buy it because of Taylor Swift, but you mentioned Taylor Swift. And Danny and I were talking about, you know, like the Adidas Sambas, the shoes?
Sure.
Apparently, she's now wearing them, and now they're selling out like crazy. I think they've jacked up the prices. And it's not like they're like Taylor Swift, like version of the Sambas. They're just the regular black Sambas.
Just basic-ass Sambas.
And so every once in a while, I'll say, like, Sambas are available again. I'm like, this is so crazy that because of the shoe she's wearing, there are a bunch of Taylor Swift fans going out to buy the shoe just so they can look like her.
I know. That's why you bought yours, Steve.
I did, yes.
When people make their lips look like a monkey's rectum.
Oh, so we've gone from duck lips to monkey's rectum lips.
I guess so. Nice. I mean, I'll be honest, I wouldn't mind having a little something else extra in there. But some of these lips look really out of control. I wouldn't mind a little lippy lip lip.
So would you get like the, have you seen the people that get them that look like they hit like a button and just got inflated?
I don't want it like that. I just want a little juicy in there.
I kind of want you to do that.
Just a little juicy juice.
I saw a couple people over at the Turnstile show last night, which was funny. Like there was a couple girls with like the fully enhanced lips. And I'm like,
I just want partially enhanced.
You just want monkey rectum lips.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Sports betting.
I don't mind that. I don't do it, but I don't mind that.
I remember I tried to do it, and I was like, I won. And then the person I was making the bets through, they're like, well, you got to bet again now. I'm like, why? I won. And like, you're just going to win and take my money? I'm like, yes. Isn't that how betting works?
That's the strategy.
When people get online simply to rage bait. I genuinely do not understand how people get entertainment out of making other people mad or upset.
Did also, you just get British?
I was about to say, did Morgan Freeman all of a sudden get an accent?
I do hate that, though. I'm embarrassed for people that are like that.
You know what the problem is? And I see it a lot in just in all types of pop culture, especially in the world of professional wrestling, where there's these like hot takes. I'm like, that is the dumbest take. There's no way you believe that. And then I see the amount of engagement that they get. And now you can monetize, and for forever, you can monetize your engagement. And I'm starting to realize more and more that there are people who just post stupid takes because they know full well they'll make money off of that take.
Ah, make it stop.
Until like they figure that out, I think we're just going to be full of people with stupid opinions. Mm-hmm. Then again, even if you make no money, people have stupid opinions.
Yes.
Us included.
Big eyelashes. When and why did this become a thing? I thought the point of mascara was to make your eyes look bigger. but these extensions do the opposite.
I mean, yeah, I was an extension girly for like 7-8 years. I got rid of my extensions at the beginning of the summer. I'm back to mascara only, but I do miss those lashes that could cause a wind.
I love when people have like the ridiculous ones that look like they got it at like the Spirit Halloween store. Oh. And I'm like, who are you fooling? You didn't
grow those.
Like, I hope you're at least not going to like try and act like as if those are your actual lashes.
No.
La Boo-Boos. Before we had La Boo-Boos, there were Furbies, Beanie Babies, Tickle Me Elmos, Sea Monkeys, Pet Rocks. The whole La Boo-Boom thing seems to be a weird adult obsession.
Yeah, Danny.
Loud.
How much do those things cost?
I mean, if you get them from actual Pop Mart, they're only $25, $27. But if you buy them on the resale market, let's not talk about that. Because they're around $80.
It's La Boo-Boos, not La Boo-Boos.
Yeah, guess how many I have now, guys?
Four.
I'm a little worried to ask.
Yeah, we got four, but there's also some that are packaged up for Lily's Christmas.
So are these for Lily or any of these for you?
No, they're all for me. The lilies are still packaged up. We haven't opened those ones yet.
Oh, okay.
Loud exhaust systems. I just don't understand the point. It doesn't make your car go faster and no one is impressed. Everyone just thinks you're an insecure asshole.
Okay. Wow.
It is funny. So that on a freeway, I hate being like stuck in traffic next to somebody who's got one of those loud exhausts. I'm like, what are we doing? Are you racing somebody right now?
They just need attention, Steve. They're starved for attention at home, so they need it on the road.
Yeah, it's not my cup of tea.
No.
Strip clubs.
Okay, that's my cup of tea.
Keep that to yourself.
Yeah, watch your mouth, Morgan Freeman.
Strip clubs. Granted, I've never been to one, but I've yet to have interest in the first place.
Well, I mean, you need to try it before you knock it.
Exactly.
Yeah. People that say that are just covering for their wife.
Yeah,
they're just saying they've never been. I've never been there before.
I would never.
I've never gotten steak bites at a certain place in Portland.
I don't have interest in that.
No, I only get my steak from Applebee's.
Eating good in the neighborhood.
The Daily Mix Show.
We have a very special event happening at Angel of the Winds Arena on Friday, December 12th. It is called Unwrapped, an acoustic holiday. Brent Smith and Zach Myers of Shinedown. We've got the Pretty Reckless, Daughtry, Hollywood Undead, Mammoth, and more. Those tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at KISW.com, but also the pre-sale for those who got the email starts today.
Ooh.
We know that many rockaholics are just getting moving this morning, and you're probably trying to figure out what all's happening out there in the world before you head off to work. So we're going to help out by telling you what's trending.
Trending on the Daily Mix Show.
Our Seattle Mariners are now one win away from moving on to the American League Championship Series. Yesterday, we beat down the Tigers 8-4. Cal Raleigh got his first home run of the postseason to make it 8-1.
He sends one the other way. Well struck ball, deep left field, and gone. Raleigh's first of the playoffs, and it's 8-1 Seattle. They are feeling it.
They were feeling it. 8-1, and then, I mean, a little relief pitching issues.
Stress me out for a second.
Well, you got a little nerve-wracking when you look at, like, you know, because they're like, that kind of lead will never be blown. I'm like, let's not talk about that.
We're the Mariners, remember?
Because then you think about what, like, I mean, the Yankees were down, what, like 6-1? And talking about that, and then all of a sudden Aaron Judge is like, okay, maybe I should remind people why I am in the talks for being an MVP, and he just like took that team on his back and led them to victory. What, 9-6?
Crazy.
So that series continues. But I think the big talk of baseball, in addition to the good games yesterday, was this Mariners fan that was rocking a t-shirt. His name is Jameson Turner, and he was rocking that shirt that said Dump 61 here when Cal Raleigh hit that home run. He didn't necessarily catch it in the air, like it bounced into the bullpen, bounced up, and then he caught it. But still, what a freaking cool moment. And what are the odds of a guy wearing a t-shirt like that in Detroit?
Slim to none.
And the announcers were even impressed by that.
Try to do anything too much, just took it with him. Oh, great pick right there.
He literally has a shirt that says Dump Here.
Oh my word.
And he got the home run on a bounce.
For 61.
For
number 61, then he took the shirt off and he had number 62 just in case. And that guy's name is Jameson Turner. He's originally from Longview, but now he lives in Vegas. And we're going to be talking to him in about 20 minutes. So at around 9 o'clock this morning, we'll be talking with Jameson Turner, the Dump Here guy, adding to the lore of our Seattle Mariners.
Such a magical time.
Yes.
LeBron James has sparked a bit of a frenzy after doing a tease, a mysterious tease that said decision of all decisions. So fans assumed that this was an announcement of retirement.
Dude, I woke up this morning from a bunch of like posts on social media that were saying LeBron James is going to retire. And I was like, oh, damn, okay, it makes sense. He's not getting any younger.
Turns out, not a retirement announcement. Instead, it was a Hennessy ad.
LeBron, fans want to know where you're taking your talents this year. What's your decision?
In this fall?
Okay, so it was a nod to that old decision video he did when he ended up going to the Miami Heat. Okay.
Man, this is tough. In this fall, I'm going to be taking my talents to Hennessy VSOP.
VSOP? And this was the conclusion you woke up with this morning?
That was the conclusion I woke up with this morning.
All right.
Fans were annoyed. They called it corny. They said it was a cash grab, especially considering the price of Lakers tickets skyrocketing among all of the speculation. Oh, so.
I don't care about that part, but I do agree it was kind of corny.
It's very corny.
Yeah, especially when I think people were like kind of like already starting to like start their tributes to LeBron
sure.
James. All right, I do have I know a lot of people, it's very polarizing, artificial intelligence. Some people, you mentioned that you use artificial intelligence, they want to like, they just want to punch you in the face. And other people are like, yeah, I get it. Like, it's just the world that we're in right now, so you might as well have some fun with it and work with whatever you want to make it to work to your advantage. I do have a reason why I do love AI. I've been getting these videos quite a bit, including our boss, Ryan Castle, sent one. Somebody is using AI to create dead celebrities and putting them in WWE rings. Like Tupac versus Biggie Smalls. I saw that one. And it looks not... I wouldn't say it looks super realistic, but it's close enough.
Well, remember Celebrity Deathmatch? I feel like this is the 2025 version of Celebrity Deathmatch enlisting the help of robots.
The one that's trending right now, somebody put together an artificial intelligence version of Bob Ross, the man that painted Happy Little Trees, and then everybody's favorite neighbor, Mr. Rogers. And they got into a WWE wrestling match in a ring. They even came out with like valets, and they even have AI announcers like Jim Ross doing the announcement and Jerry the King Lawler, and it's awesome.
Look at this place, King. That's Mr. Rogers walking to the ring.
And he's got Marilyn Monroe on his arm.
I never thought I'd see this on Monday Night Raw.
Mr. Rogers, it's a beautiful day to paint this canvas with your blood.
That's Bob Ross.
I love that. That's hysterical.
Swings, block. Ross spins.
Big elbow. One, two,
he got
three.
Him.
The artist pulls it off.
Bob Ross has done it. The happy little painter just pinned Mr. Rogers. And he's the 1997 World Wrestling Federation Heavyweight Champion.
This is so stupid.
When will we decide if we've gone too far?
These are the moments where I feel like we're using AI for good.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Do you think that you could beat Steve Miggs with 318 wins, 104 losses, and 89 ties so far in 2025? Call 206-803-ROCK. And we will play Beat Miggs at 850.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.